Bavmatiya Perktes Mishnah Vav. Hamakabel Sada Mechavero, like the previous case, you have the farmer takes the field and does his best. However, Va'achla Chagav. But unfortunately, the field produced, but then the Chagavim, the locust, thank you, came and ate the produce. So bad news, right? Nishtafa. Shiduf is like wind blown or wind blasted. I think that you saw it. You see it in already in the Chumash talk about Paro's dreams. What goes on is if you have ripe grain, so then if you look at it, you've seen them before. It's like you know what it looks like, right? There's like these kernels inside this grass. So if the wind blows hard enough, it'll rip the kernels. The kernels are heavy now. It'll rip the kernels from their moorings. Like they'll be, you know, it'll be just the wind will blow the kernels off of the grass. When you harvest, nothing left. Bad news. So that's not good. So this guy, this farmer, did his best, but then what happened was, you know, some other thing came outside of his efforts. The locust came and ate the produce, or the wind came and blew it all down. And so now he hasn't got the wherewithal to pay his landowner. So now, obviously, if we're talking about a rhesus, where we're doing it prorated, so then I get half, you get half, if the half is a smaller pie, so then everyone has a smaller piece of the pie. That's okay. But what happens if he's the farmer is a choker, he's paying a fixed amount. He agreed at the outset, I'm going to pay you, you know, 30 bushels. So now, we saw in the first Mishnah today that he could demand recalculation if, say, for example, he took a field because he wanted an irrigated field that has the river in it, and then the river dried up. He can say, listen, we have to renegotiate because this thing isn't what I thought it would be. So here it's coming at the same time. He's saying, listen, I took a field from you thinking it is a field that could produce such and such. Yeah, but your field is a field that also has, I didn't anticipate it would have that kind of wind. A field that has that kind of wind in it can't produce such and such, so I'm going to renegotiate the deal. That's what the farmer is telling the landowner. So I should get a discount on my fixed rent because your field isn't the kind of field that could produce it. So the din will be, it will depend on if, here's like Hashem comes in the picture here, interestingly, like a person's tashkacha. Im makas medina hi, if it's just a general, literally plague on the land, that means, you know, it's like it's a widespread predicament. Everyone's field got blown. What? Widespread. Epidemic, yeah, that's good. It's an epidemic.
Disaster,
yeah, whatever, yeah. Meaning that it's not localized, this particular field. Everyone's field in the neighborhood got destroyed by the locust or by the wind. So then, manakalo min hachkora. Then he could, the farmer could indeed reduce his rents. Because he could say, listen, this region, we thought it's a region that produces such and such, but it isn't. It's a region that produces less because it's got locust infestations or, you know, strong winds. We discovered this year. So because it's a public, national, or, you know, whatever, regional problem. However, im ena makas medina, if it wasn't a widespread thing, in other words, other people's fields didn't get eaten by locusts, but this particular farmer's field got gobbled up by locusts, or the wind blew his field, but not his neighbor's field, then e menakalo minan chakora, then he, this farmer, cannot deduct. Because the landowner will say it's not true. The field is a field that could produce such and such, like everyone else's field. You, Hashem was punishing you. You just had bad mazel. What do you want from me? Nothing to do with my field. If it was a field problem, then the neighbors next door would also have the same problem. It's nothing to do with the field. It has to do with you. So you can't tell me that you were misled in thinking this field could produce X and really only produces Y. It's not true. If someone else would have had it, it would have produced X. You just made it produce Y because you deserve to suffer. So that's not my problem. So you agreed to pay me 30 bushels? I want my 30 bushels. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kiblo hemeno b'maos. This is like a different subtlety on the point. He says, if the deal, instead of being a chakira relationship where I'm paying you in bushels of wheat, if from the outset it was a schiras, I'm paying you, you know, $1,000 a year, so then, benkach o benkach ena menakalo mechakora, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the deal was not a deal of produce, but a deal in cash, so then it doesn't matter if the farmer was the only guy in town to have the locust eat his produce, or if everyone suffered, the farmer has to pay the rent either way. Why? So Rabbi Yehuda learns, he looks like this. There was a plague that, it was a national event or whatever, regional event. So Hashem decided, you know, yesterday was the Yom HaDin we had on the Tavua. So if the, you know, so if the decision was the Tavua should get, this year should be bad, and it should be not grain, or grain should be eaten by locusts, or windblown, whatever it is. So that means all the Tavua beneficiaries should suffer. You know, and if it was a chakir relationship, so the landowner was entitled to 30 bushels of wheat. He's also of grain. Is also tefuah is also going to suffer because he's part. He's one of the people who are on the receiving end of that decree from heaven. But Rabbi Yehuda says that's only on the wheat. But if I'm a landowner and we didn't strike a deal based on wheat, we struck a deal based on cash. So you suffer because your wheat, but I should suffer for my cash. Not a plague, not a decree against me. I'm not a stakeholder in wheat. I'm receiving cash, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda learns. I find surprisingly, but that's thinking that it wouldn't matter. If the deal was in cash, so then for a fixed dollar amount of rent, so then we don't look at the punishment as from heaven as coming on the landowner, and therefore that the renter has to pay either way, he has to pay full. However, the halacha doesn't like him. So once again, the halacha doesn't like Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's a national or a regional plague or problem or disaster or calamity, whatever word you want to translate it as, then farmer can turn to the landowner and say, listen, your field isn't all it's cracked up to be, and therefore I want to renegotiate, and the basin will decide what's fair, and they'll adjust it accordingly. Okay, very good.